Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, it is time for the John Chuckery Show. Flying without a rundown. Isn't technology great, Day-Day? Isn't it just
gotta
fabulous?
Love it. Gotta
isn't
love
it. Isn't
it
just fabulous that we, you know, can't get things to work around here? Printer's not working. Computer's barely, you know, functioning around here. Can I just take a nap for a couple of few hours? Would that be possible, Day-Day? No? Yes?
Well, not yet anyway.
Okay. All right. We'll start sleeping in the 9 o'clock hour. So, anyway, with you for the full four, you know, whatever, Odyssey app, whatever, who cares? At 929 the game, whatever. At D.D. Lewis, at JMCH316, whatever. It's just, it's frustrating when you try to come in here and try to get stuff done, right? You ever have that happen in your workplace where you try to come in and get some stuff done in your workplace and things are running, you know, technology, right? Technology isn't working. It's running slow. Errors here. This is there. Click this. Drag this. Do you want cookies? No, I don't want any of your baked goods, right? It's always got to be something. Always has to be something. Tell them in a foul mood right about now. Like, honestly,
was it traffic related?
Well, all of this stuff. If we honestly, we need to start doing a show on Sirius XM where I can really unleash a verbal tirade. Like, you only get the filtered down, watered down version of John Chuckery. When I tell you I can cut one of the great promos and F-bomb the world out of people, I can cut the ultimate promo. We may have to. What's that thing Andy and Randy do? That podcast thing?
Off the cuff podcast.
Right, yeah. Right. You know, cufflinks podcast, whatever. Okay. Yeah. We may need to do something like that. Well, again, you're not available because you got other commitments. But we may need to do something like that where, because they can swear on that thing, right?
Yeah, but I think they had to tone it back because
really?
Yeah, I think they were getting a little too far off the leash. So I think they got dialed in a little bit. I think they still do, but just not quite as much as they used to.
Okay, if they told me, if I was like on, I don't know, whatever, this poop cast or whatever like that, if I was on that and they told me to tone it down, I'd amp it up 4 degrees. No, 100 degrees. I'd amp it up even more on it. Because, you know, I do a podcast during the day, right?
Right.
And they always come to us and they are always monitoring language and different things like that, right? So, like, we can't swear on our podcast, right? I mean, it's video and audio. We can't swear on our podcast. So, I occasionally, I don't drop an F-bomb or anything like that, but I'll occasionally throw off a four-letter word here or there just to see if anybody's listening, just to see if they have to. And Jarvis has had to bleep me out before. You know, and Jarvis, my producer, he's had to bleep me out a couple few times. You know, but listen, you gotta push that envelope and
just
a little bit. Walk it up. Yeah, I mean, you've got to be able to push it, you know, and kind of straddle that line with everything. But I would love to do a full fledged type of podcast where it's Katie bar the door. You know, are they hiring for this? What is it? This kumquat.
You talking about that place across the hall?
Yeah, that right here in the other room here. The
pineapple studio. Is that the pineapple?
Yeah,
studios?
The kumquat studio, right? So are they hiring over there? Can you swear on that network?
haven't heard.
Okay, because I can listen. I'm telling you, I can cut a promo.
Oh yeah, I can tell.
Oh, I can cut. If I could just be unleashed one time and just let it go, just let it all fly off the handles and just speak my mind to all of it. So anyway, a man can dream, right? All right, lots to get into with you here this evening. We get ready for Braves and Dodgers game number 2 coming up at 7:20 here this evening. This is actually this game's on TBS, I guess, tonight. I think it's on one of the Bally channels as well, but it is on TBS tonight. Spencer Strider takes the mound against the Dodgers' top prospect. We kind of knew that the Dodgers were going to call up their top prospect from the minor leagues, and Bobby Miller is the guy. He's making his first ever appearance tonight. He's their top prospect against arguably the filthiest, nastiest, you know, starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. I'll say it. He's the filthiest pitcher in America, in all of Major League Baseball. He's the filthiest pitcher in baseball, and he's looking to go 5-1 right now. 4-1 with a 2.96 ERA. I believe he leads the majors in strikeouts. I know he leads the majors in strikeouts per 9 innings. It's just a ridiculous number that Strider is putting up. I believe it's over 15 strikeouts per 9 innings that he's got right now. Yeah, it's 15 strikeouts per 9 innings. And he's almost a 5-1 strikeout to walk ratio. 86 strikeouts in 51 innings, 9 starts. We've discussed this. He's only walked 18 guys and only given up 4 homers on the year. And he's only given up 34 hits. So he doesn't get himself in all kinds of jeopardy. He doesn't get himself in all kinds of trouble. You know, he doesn't find a way to just, you know, walk a bunch of guys or, you know, all of a sudden, you know, a couple of guys get 2 or 3 hits. He doesn't do that. Now, he has a start here or there where he does that. But by and large, he doesn't do those kinds of things. He doesn't get himself into any real trouble when he's on the mound. And that's a real testament to him because, you know, for being this young, it's one thing to have great stuff, right? You know, it's one thing to, you know, have the ability to strike guys out and things like that. But a lot of times, look, Nolan Ryan was a guy who struck out more people than anybody in history. I think he also had the most walks in Major League history, did he not? You know, he had the seven no-hitters and, you know, all the strikeouts, but he would walk a lot of guys, and he would give up a lot of base hits, and he would get himself in trouble. Now, look, again, when you can strike out that many guys, you know, whatever it is, 7,000 guys that you strike out for your career, and you pitch like 5,000 innings, you know, you can get away with some of that stuff. But he was a guy who put a lot of base runners on base. Strider isn't doing that.
Yeah, he's the only pitcher to put more than 2,000 runners on base.
Wow. Phew. And that's a lot, man. I mean, that's a lot. But, you know, again, when you can get outs without contact, you can get away with some of that stuff. So your lineup tonight is Ronnie Olson Murphy, then Riley Rosario Albies, Ozuna Arcia, Sam Hilliard, and then Spencer Strider, giving Michael Harris a night off. And look, we talked a little bit about Michael Harris. Look, he's, for all his struggles this year, and he has definitely struggled with the bat, but it hasn't affected him defensively. He's a plus defensive WAR rating player. You know, he's walking more over his plate appearances than he did last year. He's striking out less overall, and he's still creating havoc on the base paths. I think he's only got 14 hits, and I think 8 of those are singles. I think it's four doubles and 2 homers or something like that, but I think it's like 8 or 9 singles is all he has, but he still has 4 stolen bases. It's a pretty good ratio. When you get on base, you're still creating some havoc and causing havoc on the base paths. So he's doing some good things. It's just the results haven't come together. And maybe it's a little bit of sophomore slump. I don't know. But as long as his defense is still there, that's the first thing that you make sure that he's got going on, right? Make sure that his defense is still top tier. And he's a plus defensive WAR player in baseball. He's a negative WAR with the bat, but he's a plus defensive WAR, wins above replacement with his glove. And that's really what you look at more than anything. So he's getting a night off. We'll see what happens here as the Braves will face a guy that is pitching for the first time against. And listen, I'm excited to see what Strider can do against this lineup, right? You know, they've got plenty of left-handed hitting. We talked about that last night. Plenty of left-handed hitting. With Freeman and Muncy and these guys, they've always been a left-handed dominant lineup. So we'll see what Strider has going forward here. A couple other quick things to get to. So the Lakers got swept last night, and LeBron is already talking about can we please not have him go down the Brett Favre road? Can we not have that? Can we not be, well, I'm thinking about retiring? Look, if you're going to, I mean, you've been in this thing for 20 years, okay? You're still a high-level player, right? You know, as Will Rogers famously said, there comes a time in every man's life, and I've had a lot of them. And LeBron has done LeBron has literally done every single thing you could ever do. Winning championships, winning gold medals, being one of the greatest players of all time. I still say you can't have an all-time NBA 5 without LeBron James. He is truly one of the great players in the history of the league. And after 20 years, and you think about how many games he's played, it's not just 20 regular seasons. How many times has he been to the NBA Finals? Okay, well, that's how many additional games, right? You know, that's 24 games minimum that you've probably played a season for, you know, close to 20 years, right? I mean, he hasn't had a whole lot of early playoff exits, right? Even this round was the NBA Conference Finals. So, again, they had to play 2 series, and they had to play the play-in game, too. So, again, I wouldn't be surprised at all if he doesn't hang it up and he doesn't officially retire.
I think he'll retire, but I think he'll announce that he's retiring next year so he can get his farewell tour.
And he wants to play with his son, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the other thing, too, that they're hanging their hat on or whatever like that. All right. Help me understand these words, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The Lakers have had, quote-unquote, internal discussions about hypothetical summer trade proposals for Trae Young.
Okay.
Now, I understand all of those words in English. I've never heard them put together like that. The Lakers have had internal discussions about hypothetical summer trade proposals for Trae Young. What exactly does that mean? I consider myself fairly educated, and I know I'm brain dead now. Now that I had the stroke, I've had to hit a reset button on my brain. I get all of that. Okay, I don't function as I used to, but I don't know what that means. So they've had internal discussions. Oh, okay, you have discussions about every player in the league, right?
Yeah.
If you could get your hands on Giannis and it was a realistic possibility, you'd go get Giannis, right? Right. About hypothetical summer trades. Okay. So, again, I'm going to bring Magic back in his prime and trade him for AJ Griffin. What are we doing here? These people are nuts. One of the Lakers haven't won in a few years, so I don't even know what this. I don't even know what that means. This is according to who's this person? Jovan Bua.
Never heard of him.
He's the Lakers reporter for The Athletic. I don't even know what it means. Like, how do you have?
Just sounds like somebody overheard a conversation.
Okay, so let's just get mythical trades. Okay, the Hawks are gonna trade Giannis for one of the holiday guys, Frank Kaminsky. who's the other guy? Who's that other guy? They got like Vladdy Kurigi or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna trade those three guys for Giannis.
Yeah, right. Good luck.
And hold on. And the Bucks are gonna pick up half of his contract. if we're just spitballing stupid trades. Let's just spitball stupid trades. Anyway, just dumb. Just dumb these things that go on here. All right, what's not dumb is we're going to talk to Lauren Williams, Hawks beat reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. She's going to join us up next. Chuck in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 929 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it. Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Key Studios with you on this, what is this, Tuesday? Tuesday evening. 404-741-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We're going to open up the phone lines to you as we're going to talk some Hawks basketball here coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. But let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our friend of the show, Lauren Williams. She is the beat reporter for the Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can get all of your Hawks off-season news and reports. And Lauren is on Twitter, at Williams Lauren L. William, sorry, Lauren, as always, got all the letters and initials all mixed up there. But no, yeah. As always, Lauren, thanks for a few minutes with us tonight.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure.
So, you know, the Hawks really don't have a lot of open roster spots because they got so many guys under contract. Are they going to be any sort of player when free agency hits? Are they looking at being any kind of mover or shaker at all? Or do you think that these are going to be very minor moves when it comes to free agency?
You know, I think they're still going to try and make as many moves as they possibly can. They were able to shed, you know, a couple of those contracts when they moved Justin Holiday and Frank Kaminsky at the trade deadline back in February. And then you've got a guy like Aaron Holiday who was signed to a vet minimum. So you're right, they don't have a ton of roster space. But I do think that, you know, as they continue to look at what is ahead of them in terms of the draft and who they have under contract, like, you know, end of the bench guys like Bruno Fernando and then Garrison Matthews, Zeke Krejci, you know, those are the guys that maybe they can package in some form and maybe move them to free up some roster space, but also maybe bring in some other guys who are a bit more ready to go as Quinn Snyder might need them.
So, I mean, we've discussed this 40 million times, Lauren. I mean, it's it is the question that we need to know is, you know, they're already in the luxury tax based upon their top contracts. Are they going to stay in the luxury tax? Are they right? I mean, I don't mean when it's time and all the talking points and, you know, all the platitudes that Tony Russell put out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're in it now. And if they're going to get better, they're going to have to stay in it. Is this the year where, okay, we get waist deep into the luxury tax?
Yeah, I just it's hard for me to see them committing that just because I don't think they have that championship roster that Tony Ressler has said that he would want to see before he's ready to, you know, sign off on them going into the luxury tax. So I do think this is the year that they try to move on from, you know, a guy like John Collins. And, you know, I've heard before that there are still teams out there that are interested in, you know, a potential fit that he might have on their roster. It's just a matter of what they're willing to give the Hawks back in return. And that's the big question, right? How much are you willing to give up for a guy who is making $25 million a year and has a player option on his final year of his contract in about 3 years? So it's just tough, but I still stand by that. John Collins is the guy that they do continue to try to move on from, and that does open up quite a bit in terms of cap space for them.
But don't you have to, you know, I don't want to say it's not a 100% match of the money, but you can't trade John Collins for 2 second round draft picks. I mean, there is a balance that you have to get back salary in return. And mm-hmm. I look at this and I say, okay, I mean, the reason teams do some of this is they want the expiring contract so that in a mm-hmm. year they can free up the cap space, right? Well, mm-hmm. but we're trying to win now. Like we're in win now mode, and we're not worried about picking up expiring contracts or, you know, that kind of thing. You know, if we're going to trade John Collins or anybody that we trade, I don't care if it's Capella or DeAndre Hunter, mm-hmm. you want something back in value of return because we're trying to, you know, we're trying to turn the corner and, you know, become a legitimate playoff team.
Absolutely. I think that, again, that's the tough part of what they're able to kind of argue and command. We can argue that John Collins maybe upped his value a little bit in those final couple of playoff games that we saw the Hawks playing at the end of the season, but it's still very hard. And I think Utah is a team that I've heard that is still interested, that they were a team that were interested in him at the trade deadline, but, you know, the trigger was not pulled. I mean, we saw that they were willing to part with Jared Vanderbilt and Malik Beasley, and as I said, that trigger wasn't pulled. But I do think that Utah has a couple of pieces that, you know, could provide this Hawks team with the veteran presence that I think that they missed this year. I think they need a couple of guys who are willing to hold, you know, the rest of the team accountable, and we just haven't seen that with the roster that they currently have. And you're right, they do have to at least pull in another team. Maybe it becomes a three-team trade as opposed to an outright match-for-match salary. We saw a four-team trade at the trade deadline when they traded those four second-round picks to Golden State, which they then flipped and sent to Portland for Gary Payton the second. So I do think they'll have to, you know, bring out all of their negotiating skills that we haven't quite seen them do. So this is a big, big free agency summer for the Hawks. So I think this is a big turning point for them. And what they do or what they're able to make happen in free agency, I think will tell us whether or not they are going to be competing this year or if the timeline is stretched out a little bit more.
Lauren Williams is the beat writer for the Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Okay, I know it's pie in the sky. Okay, and I'm gonna think big though. You know, mm-hmm. I talked about this last night on my show. Why can't we be in the mix for Jaylen Brown? The more I'm reading, it doesn't mm-hmm. seem like that the Celtics are. And look, he's going to get a supermax deal. Either he's going to get it from the Celtics, he's going to get mm-hmm. it elsewhere. He's getting a supermax deal. So if they're not going to sign him, and he's got $32 million owed to him next year mm-hmm. in the final year of his contract, why can't we be in the mix for a player like that? Why do I read about all these? Because, again, he'd be coming home, but I mm-hmm. read a lot of things about other teams. I don't necessarily read as much about the Hawks.
Right, and I think that's because the Hawks have – in some ways doubled down on trying to build around Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. I think, you know, Landry Fields said it in his exit interview when we talked to them last month that, you know, they are going to try and make this thing work with these guys. And I think that if you're trying to go after Jaylen Brown, I think you have to decide on who you're going to keep and who you're going to move on from.
Well,
I think that's what it comes down to.
I would tell you though, outside of Trae Young and DeJounte, you can have everybody. You mm-hmm. can. I mean, honestly, I mean, if it cost me Hunter, whatever, Capella, whatever, Bogey, whatever. I mean, he's one of the best two-way players in all of the NBA. And again,
100%.
We need this kind of star power. Like I know we're kind of getting on that fringe, and Trae is definitely a star. And mm-hmm. I think DeJounte is as well, but we're kind of in that just fringe area where we have guys that are pretty good and we can play with most teams, but we don't have those guys that are true difference makers, you know, and, right. and it seems like in today's NBA, you've got to have 2, 3, 4 of those kinds of players.
Absolutely. And then that will go back to that question that you had earlier about will this be the year that Tony Ressler signs off on going into the luxury tax, especially if you have Quinn Snyder saying that he's willing to really be flexible with where he pairs those three guys. I mean, as you mentioned, if they do decide to move on from Hunter, maybe you play Jaylen Brown at the three as opposed to having him be that shooting guard that we've seen him be throughout his career. It's just there are a lot of moving parts. I think that you'd have to be, or all of these guys would have to be willing to kind of, you know, agree to make this work. And if that's the case, then we might be in a situation again where it's another adjustment period that they said that they needed for Trae Young and DeJounte Murray to kind of fit together. Now, if you're adding in that third piece in Jaylen Brown, that might be another season that they need that adjustment period because you're asking these guys to kind of play a different style of basketball or play in a position that they may not necessarily be comfortable with.
Lauren, I know everything about the NBA draft is best player available, right? I mean, that's really the way you've got to draft in the NBA because, even after, again, we know what the number one pick is going to be, but after that, it's all a crapshoot. And in most years, it is once you get past one or two or three. But is there any kind of draft strategy? I mean, the draft is less than a month away. Is there any sort of real draft strategy that the Hawks are looking at and based upon some of the guys that they're bringing in for workouts and things like that? Do you feel like there's some kind of strategy that's in place?
Honestly, I think they're, like you said, they're looking for the best player available. And at 15, that's just kind of where you are. It's not the lottery where you can just kind of take a guy that's there. You have to go for the best fit, best guy. And it's hard to kind of say what their strategy is because throughout the season we saw Landry Fields and some of those front office guys in the facility in some of those prime scouting moments like March Madness and everything. But they were pretty confident that they'd done their work pretty early on. And so we'll just have to continue seeing where they believe the best fit is for this team. And that's going to be continuing to build around Trae Young and DeJounte Murray.
So, I mean, we talked about there's really not a lot of open roster spots. Are you basically drafting a guy to go to the G League? Is that what this is going to be, that the guy that we draft is going to end up playing in College Park?
I think so, especially because you have so many young, talented players who have been developing ahead of that guy. You have a guy like AJ Griffin, who we saw play a lot of minutes at the beginning of his rookie season, and then that kind of tailed off as the team brought in Quinn Snyder. Quinn Snyder's the type of guy that I've heard he doesn't necessarily play a lot of rookies. So I don't think we can expect to see, whoever the Hawks draft this draft year playing a lot of minutes in the rotation. I think, you know, they'll probably spend a lot of their time, like you said, in College Park.
Lauren, last thing for you. You know, if they're not going to go into the luxury tax with all of this, how do you get better? I mean, you almost have to draft and get lucky if you're not going to go in. I mean, you know, I know we talked about being Golden State a few years ago with Travis Schlenk, and they drafted their guys, but you know, you don't always get to draft Steph and Clay and Draymond. I mean, it doesn't work out that way. How do you get better if we're not going to get ourselves in the luxury tax? Can Quinn Snyder coach everybody up who's younger and less expensive? I mean, is that going to be the philosophy if they're not going in the luxury tax?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can kind of see with the reported moves that they've been making in terms of their coaching staff that they're putting a pretty big emphasis on development. You have a guy like Mike Bray, who was just in the college ranks and can most likely relate to a lot of these younger guys in helping them to develop their game. And so I think that's kind of what the plan is. We've seen that they put a big emphasis on development, and that's one of the reasons that they moved on from Coach Nate McMillan, you know, during the middle of the season. They wanted to make sure that everyone was on the same page and that there was continued development, not just for some of those young guys, but the older veterans as well.
Lauren Williams, she covers the Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Check out all of her work at AJC.com. Join me on the WadeFord.com hotline. You can follow her on her Twitter page, at Williams Lauren L. Lauren, as always, appreciate a few minutes here. We will certainly talk as we get closer to the draft, and we'll see what happens with the offseason as it progresses along.
All right. Thank you so much.
You got it. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines to you. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. How active do you think that the Hawks will be in free agency? Nothing at all? Bit players? They dump a couple of salaries? We'd be a big player. Where do you think that the Hawks find themselves in free agency? Get your calls next. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuck Reed Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios Wednesday night with you. All right, 404-726-0929. That is our phone line. We're going to get your thoughts. We'll take your phone calls here. Daddy will answer the phone and we'll get you lined up on the phones. I'm curious as to how active you think that the Atlanta Hawks are going to be in free agency. You know, this is obviously a very important year for the Atlanta Hawks franchise because everybody's a year older. You know, we've obviously seen with the new coach, it's obviously a new kind of front office scheme and everything that goes along with it. There has to be some changes to this roster. Like, we can't just go in with the same guys and run it back and think it's going to be all that dramatically different. And I do think that Trae Young is the one guy that I would guarantee you will be here next year. I don't know that I could say that about anybody. Like, I could see where they would move on from DeJounte Murray. I could see where they would move on from DeAndre Hunter, from John Collins, from Clint Capela. Like, I could see several people that could be on a potential trade block. But because the Falcons don't really have much in the way of roster spots. I mean, look at all the guys we have signed, right? You've got Trey's under contract, Murray's under contract, Collins, Capela, Hunter. They're all under contract, right? Bogey's under contract. Obviously, Jalen Johnson and A.J. Griffin are under contract. You know, then you start to get into some of the lower-tier players, right? The Holidays and Kaminsky's and all that, and those guys are gone. But you're not – with the way Quinn Snyder used his bench – there ain't much in the way of a whole lot of bench spots available. All five of your guys and your starters are signed and under contract, at least for this coming year. Murray's going to be a free agent after, you know, next season. But at least for this year, you've got your starting five and a few key bench people. Okongwu's under contract, right? So, again, we don't play very many guys off our bench, and the guys we do play are all under contract. So you haven't had to re-up anybody unless you're talking about end of the bench guys. I mean, that's literally what we're talking about. If your bench is Bogey, Jalen, Griffin, Okongwu, how many more guys are you going to play? Like, how many spots are there available for anybody to play? Because your starting five is signed up and four guys off your bench are signed up. Well, that leaves you those are the kind of things where, like, remember in the old days when Juwan Howard was on the Miami Heat bench and he won a title with those guys, right? That you get somebody that's just coming in for a vet minimum type of contract. There's not spots and there's not playing time to be had, especially if A.J. Griffin gets back in the fold and back in the loop and, you know, he gets back to playing pretty regularly. Then it's a whole other ball game. But I don't see them being much of an active player unless they unless they try to shed salary, unless that's what they try to do. Again, we don't know what this is going to bring as far as, are we going in the luxury tax? Are we going to be in that? We're in it right now. Are we going to stay in it? Are we going to go neck deep, waist deep in the luxury tax or not? And I don't know the answers to those questions, folks. I have no idea. I've said before, I want to sit Tony Ressler down, and him and I just have a one-on-one chat. A, are we going in the luxury tax next year? B, what's the pecking order as to where Quinn Snyder is in the pecking order of player decision-making, player personnel moves? That's it. I'll let Tony Ressler drone for 20, 30 minutes at a time. I just want to know the answer to those two questions. And if I'm satisfied with the answers, then we can move on. Then we'll have questions for Quinn Snyder and Landry Fields and everybody else along with it. But I don't see that they're going to be much of a player. For as important of an offseason as this is for the Atlanta Falcons, and they need to get better. They need to improve their roster. Whatever they have to do to improve this franchise, it's got to take a big step forward. This has to pay off at some point. We can't keep going backward from the Eastern Conference Finals. And we talked about the Kevin Herter thing last week. You know, that he thought, you know, he said that, I didn't agree with Herter, but, you know, it was the worst thing that could have happened to him. It didn't put more expectations on you. It showed you what you were capable of and what you have to do to be, you know, a good franchise. But, again, I just don't see where we're going to get into that market. It's going to probably have to be through trades. And if you're going to trade your, you know, I don't want to say stars, but if you're going to trade your good players, you better get something back in return, because we're not looking for expiring contracts in rebuild mode. This is not rebuild mode for the Hawks. It's time to put our foot on the gas pedal and get something done. All right, 404-726-0929. Let's head out to the phones. Let's grab DJ out in Rex. What's going on, DJ?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Hey, bud.
So this is my take on the Hawks situation. I'm saying I do agree with moving on with a couple of people. I would say maybe JC, and I could see him going to somewhere like a Utah or San Antonio, someone that can help him develop more and maybe become more like a Kawhi Leonard type player, but I don't see that happening with the Hawks. Second thing I see is we definitely need another big man coming off the bench when Clint sits down. So maybe we could find a diamond in the rough maybe on the draft or something like that. But we need somebody to grab boards when Clint Capella is down, because that's been our kicker. That's what's been killing us lately. So
I do think that Okongwu is your backup center, and he's a guy that is a good defensive player. I mean, that's how he made his bones in college. Wasn't like he was a great offensive player. He was a defensive, rebounding-minded type of guy. Now, he's not the big-time rim protector. You know, he's not the big-bodied rim protector like a traditional center. But I will say, I mean, and Lauren and I discussed this, look, whoever they're going to draft at 15, that player's going to the G League. There's just not a spot. I mean, there just isn't a spot that makes sense. I mean, you're not going to draft a guy at 15 and he's going to play 3 minutes a night. If you draft a guy at 15 and all he's going to do is play Bruno Fernando minutes, that's a waste of a draft pick. You might as well not even pick a guy. You might as well just walk a card up to the commissioner that's blank and said, you know, we don't want this effing pick. So you're gonna take that guy and immediately send him down to the G League when all is said and done. So I don't know all of the ways about how to try to tweak this roster, because you're not going into a big-time free agent, right? If you want Jaylen Brown, you got to trade for Jaylen Brown. He's still under contract. By the way, he's got $32 million owed to him, okay? That would put him second on the salary cap structure for the Atlanta Hawks. Only Trey, who's in his super max deal now, where he's in the low 40s, I think 43 or maybe $44 million. You know, and then after that, Collins at, you know, 25. Capella's in the 20s. Hunter is in the low 20s, right? I mean, we have pieces that we can move. I guess it's just a matter of what you get back in return for some of those guys. Because we're not trying to, again, we're not looking for expiring contracts. When you trade pretty good players, a lot of times you're looking to get back expiring deals because you're not winning with that guy and you want to try to improve, but you're not going to get better in 1 year. So get some expiring contracts, open up some salary cap space, and go make a move from there. But that's really not the way we're looking at doing it. We're not looking at taking on contracts just for the sake of taking on contracts so that we can open up cap space the following year. We got to get this thing fixed now. We got to get this roster and coaching staff and everybody to get everything put together and figured out. So I don't think it's an easy solution as to what they're going to do. All right, let's go out to Ramel out in Brooks County. What's going on, Ramel?
What's going on, boss?
Hey, buddy.
I can see them getting rid of John Collins and Clint. I mean, they're big men, but they not the best defensive player, not the very best rim protectors. And on the offensive side, they're not skilled enough. Just hopeful wishing. I wish we could pick up somebody like Rudy Gobert and Buddy from the Lakers. I think his name is Ryu. That guy, he's pretty good on. He's a 3-and-D guy, so he's pretty good on defense and can knock down some shots. Like John Collins, his game don't translate to the NBA of this era. Like he'll be better back in the day, but he's not skilled enough on the offensive side to really help us on the offensive side.
Well, if you're going to go after Gobert, you know he's a what? Look up his contract real quick. He's a $44 million center. I mean, I know he's been defensive player of the year, and he's an elite defender. He isn't really any better rebounder than what Clint Capella is. But Clint's a guy that costs you half the money of Gobert, right? Isn't Gobert $44 million?
Yep, he is. Yeah, because he got five for 205. So
yeah. So he's five for 205. What's his salary cap number?
I was about to say he's $35,000 against the cap.
$35 million against the
million,
cap.
Yeah, sorry.
That seems low. I'm surprised. I'm surprised it's only.
Oh wait, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong year. For this year, it would be 41.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I thought. That he's a 40 plus million dollar player. So his cap number. His cap number for this year is $41 million. Then it goes to $43 million,
yep,
and then it goes 46. To $47 million, yeah. in a player option year. You think he's going to opt in for $47 million?
Right.
Think he's going to turn down $47 million?
Right.
And I don't know if he got the. I don't think that was a super max deal, right? He just got a max contract, but I don't think that was a super max deal. Which doesn't matter nowadays because you can. You can have multiple. You can have more than two Supermax players on your roster now. But if they go after Rudy Gobert, A, it's going to have to be a trade. B, you got a crap ton of money. Now you're neck deep in the luxury tax.
You're giving up a whole lot if you go after Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
And if you plan to try to keep Trey and
right.
DeJounte.
And again, in the NBA, you can't trade a superstar or a star player for draft picks. Like, you can't trade for Rudy Gobert to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and we get Gobert, and they get 3 second-round draft picks. Like, that can't happen. You have to make some money match up with it. There has to be, I think it's 75 or 80% of the money has to match up. Well, that's Collins or Hunter and somebody else. You know, just to even get 75, 80% of the way there. So you can't just trade those guys for, okay, we get Gobert, you get 3 second-round draft picks. No, that's not how it works. Can't do that. Contracts have to have some matching ability to them. It will be interesting. It's not going to be an easy decision. All right, when we come back from the top of the hour, we'll be time for the Falcons flyover. We'll hear from Desmond Ridder, who was on Good Morning Football yesterday. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios Wednesday night with you. All right, 404-726-0929. That is our phone line. We're going to get your thoughts. We'll take your phone calls here. Day-Day will answer the phone, and we'll get you lined up on the phones. I'm curious as to how active you think that the Atlanta Hawks are going to be in free agency. You know, this is obviously a very important year for the Atlanta Hawks franchise because everybody's a year older. You know, we've obviously seen with the new coach, it's obviously a new kind of front office scheme and everything that goes along with it. There has to be some changes to this roster. Like, we can't just go in with the same guys and run it back and think it's going to be all that dramatically different. And I do think that Trae Young is the one guy that I would guarantee you will be here next year. I don't know that I could say that about anybody. Like, I could see where they would move on from DeJounte Murray. I could see where they would move on from DeAndre Hunter, from John Collins, from Clint Capella. Like, I could see several people that could be on a potential trade block. But because the Falcons don't really have much in the way of roster spots. I mean, look at all the guys we have signed, right? You've got Trey's under contract, Murray's under contract, Collins, Capella, Hunter. They're all under contract, right? Bogey's under contract. Obviously, Jalen Johnson and A.J. Griffin are under contract. You know, then you start to get into some of the lower-tier players, right? The Holidays and Kaminsky's and all that, and those guys are gone. But you're not – with the way Quinn Snyder used his bench, there ain't much in the way of a whole lot of bench spots available. All five of your guys and your starters are signed and under contract, at least for this coming year. Murray's going to be a free agent after, you know, next season. But at least for this year, you've got your starting five and a few key bench people. Okongwu's under contract, right? So, again, we don't play very many guys off our bench, and the guys we do play are all under contract. So you haven't had to re-up anybody unless you're talking about end-of-the-bench guys. I mean, that's literally what we're talking about. If your bench is Bogey, Jalen, Griffin, Okongwu, how many more guys are you going to play? Like, how many spots are there available for anybody to play? Because your starting five is signed up, and four guys off your bench are signed up. Well, that leaves you those are the kind of things where, like, remember in the old days when Juwan Howard was on the Miami Heat bench and he won a title with those guys, right? That you get somebody that's just coming in for a vet minimum type of contract. There's not spots and there's not playing time to be had, especially if A.J. Griffin gets back in the fold and back in the loop and, you know, he gets back to playing pretty regularly. Then it's a whole other ball game. But I don't see them being much of an active player unless they try to shed salary, unless that's what they try to do. Again, we don't know what this is going to bring as far as are we going in the luxury tax? Are we going to be in that? We're in it right now. Are we going to stay in it? Are we going to go neck deep, waist deep in the luxury tax or not? And I don't know the answers to those questions, folks. I have no idea. I've said before, I want to sit Tony Ressler down and him and I just have a one-on-one chat. A, are we going in the luxury tax next year? B, what's the pecking order as to where Quinn Snyder is in the pecking order of player decision-making, player personnel moves? That's it. I'll let Tony Ressler drone on for 20, 30 minutes at a time. I just want to know the answer to those two questions. And if I'm satisfied with the answers, then we can move on. Then we'll have questions for Quinn Snyder and Landry Fields and everybody else along with it. But I don't see that they're going to be much of a player. For as important of an offseason as this is for the Atlanta Falcons, and they need to get better. They need to improve their roster. Whatever they have to do to improve this franchise, it's got to take a big step forward. This has to pay off at some point. We can't keep going backward from the Eastern Conference Finals. And we talked about the Kevin Huerter thing last week. You know, that he thought, you know, he said that, I didn't agree with Huerter, but, you know, it was the worst thing that could have happened to him. It didn't put more expectations on you. It showed you what you were capable of and what you have to do to be, you know, a good franchise. But, again, I just don't see where we're going to get into that market. It's going to probably have to be through trades. And if you're going to trade your, you know, I don't want to say stars, but if you're going to trade your good players, you better get something back in return because we're not looking for expiring contracts in rebuild mode. This is not rebuild mode for the Hawks. It's time to put our foot on the gas pedal and get something done. All right, 404-726-0929. Let's head out to the phones. Let's grab DJ out in Rex. What's going on, DJ?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Hey, bud.
So this is my take on the Hawks situation. I'm saying I do agree with moving on with a couple of people. I would say maybe JC, and I could see him going to somewhere like a Utah or San Antonio, someone that can help him develop more and maybe become more like a Kawhi Leonard type player, but I don't see that happening with the Hawks.
Second thing I see is we definitely need another big man coming off the bench when Clint sits down. So maybe we could find a diamond in the rough maybe on the draft or something like that. But we need somebody to grab boards when Clint Capella sits down, because that's been our kicker. That's what's been killing us lately. So
I do think that Okongwu is your backup center, and he's a guy that is a good defensive player. I mean, that's how he made his bones in college. Wasn't like he was a great offensive player. He was a defensive rebounding minded type of guy. Now, he's not the big time rim protector. You know, he's not the big bodied rim protector like a traditional center. But I will say, I mean, and Lauren and I discussed this. Look, whoever they're going to draft at 15, that player's going to the G League. There's just not a spot. I mean, there just isn't a spot that makes sense. I mean, you're not going to draft a guy at 15 and he's going to play 3 minutes a night. If you draft a guy at 15 and all he's going to do is play Bruno Fernando minutes, that's a waste of a draft pick. You might as well not even pick a guy. You might as well just walk a card up to the commissioner that's blank and said, you know, we don't want this effing pick. So you're gonna take that guy and immediately send him down to the G League when all is said and done. So I don't know all of the ways about how to try to tweak this roster, because you're not going into a big-time free agent, right? If you want Jaylen Brown, you got to trade for Jaylen Brown. He's still under contract. By the way, he's got $32 million owed to him, okay? That would put him second on the salary cap structure for the Atlanta Hawks. Only Trey, who's in his super max deal now, where he's in the low 40s, I think 43 or maybe $44 million. You know, and then after that, Collins at, you know, 25. Capella's in the 20s. Hunter is in the low 20s, right? I mean, we have pieces that we can move. I guess it's just a matter of what you get back in return for some of those guys. Because we're not trying to, again, we're not looking for expiring contracts. When you trade pretty good players, a lot of times you're looking to get back expiring deals because you're not winning with that guy, and you want to try to improve, but you're not going to get better in 1 year. So get some expiring contracts, open up some salary cap space, and go make a move from there. But that's really not the way we're looking at doing it. We're not looking at taking on contracts just for the sake of taking on contracts so that we can open up cap space the following year. We got to get this thing fixed now. We got to get this roster and coaching staff and everybody to get everything put together and figured out. So I don't think it's an easy solution as to what they're going to do. All right, let's go out to Rommel out in Brooks County. What's going on, Rommel?
What's going on, boss?
Hey, buddy.
I can see them getting rid of John Collins and Clint. I mean, they big men, but they not the best defensive player, not the very best rim protectors. And on the offensive side, they're not skilled enough. Just hopeful wishing. I wish we could pick up somebody like Rudy Gobert and Buddy from the Lakers. I think his name is Ryu. That guy, he's pretty good on. He's a 3-and-D guy, so he's pretty good on defense and can knock down some shots. Like John Collins is. His game don't translate to the NBA of this era. Like, he'll be better back in the day, but he's not skilled enough on the offensive side to really help us on the offensive side.
Well, if you're going to go after Gobert, you know, he's a look up his contract real quick. He's a $44 million center. I mean, I know he's been defensive player of the year, and he's an elite defender. He isn't really any better rebounder than what Clint Capella is. But Clint's a guy that costs you half the money of Gobert, right? Isn't Gobert $44 million?
Yep, he is. Yeah, because he got five for 205. So
yeah. So he's 5 for 205. What's his salary cap number?
I was about to say he's 35,000 against the cap.
35 million against the
million,
cap?
I mean million, yeah, sorry.
That seems low. I'm surprised it's only
Oh wait, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong year. For this year it would be 41.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I thought. That he's a 40 plus million dollar player. So his cap number for this year is 41 million, then it goes to 43 million,
yep,
and then it goes 46. To 47 million, yeah, in a player option year. You think he's going to opt in for 47 million?
Right.
Think he's going to turn down 47 million?
Right.
And I don't know if he got the I don't think that was a supermax deal, right? He just got a max contract, but I don't think that was a supermax deal. Which doesn't matter nowadays because you can have more than two supermax players on your roster now. But if they go after Rudy Gobert, A, it's going to have to be a trade. B, you got a crap ton of money. Now you're neck deep in the luxury tax.
You're giving up a whole lot if you go after Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
And if you plan to try to keep Trey and
right.
DeJounte.
And again, in the NBA, you can't trade a superstar or a star player for draft picks. Like, you can't trade for Rudy Gobert to the Minnesota Timberwolves and we get Gobert and they get 3 second-round draft picks. Like, that can't happen. You have to make some money match up with it. There has to be, I think it's 75 or 80% of the money has to match up. Well, that's Collins or Hunter and somebody else. You know, just to even get 75, 80% of the way there. So you can't just trade those guys for, okay, we get Gobert, you get 3 second-round draft picks. No, that's not how it works. Can't do that. Contracts have to have some matching ability to them. It will be interesting. It's not going to be an easy decision. All right, when we come back from the top of the hour, we'll be time for the Falcons flyover. We'll hear from Desmond Ridder, who was on Good Morning Football yesterday. Chuck Renekia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.